recording this on St. Patrick's Day. So first and foremost, happy St. Patrick's Day. I know by the time some of us hear it, the day is gone, but you know what? I want to acknowledge that. We got much more to do while we are in our prime. Yeah. So your dancing shoes are on. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on Android, on Alexa, podcasts, whichever way you get your shows. How you doing? We're gonna have that I do hope, like me, dancing shoes on or off, sitting, standing, lying down, whichever way, you still remember that you are blessed and divinely favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person, and this week is no different. Now, hopefully next week I will continue on the IVF and speak to the lady that we never got to speak to 2 weeks ago. But this week we're looking at, very briefly, Comic Relief, which is in the UK. We have Comic Relief on Friday the 20th, shame. Of March, even. I've got to think that. But also, it's a global thing, right? This war is having a massive impact on cost of living pressures, which will have a massive impact on female intimacy. It really will. Not intimacy as in the sexual side, but in terms of our intimate health. And really, this weekend, I have another talk, still part of International Women's Month, and we're looking at pelvic secrets for a vibrant midlife, what you need to know. So we're looking at the hidden common pay when they ignore their bodies. And I know I keep mentioning these, and a lot of times it's there, but we just really need to check this out. So literally, this is like a social, physiological and personal responsibility show. That's about awareness, restoration and connection. That's what we're doing. So the theme for this week really is the costs women don't see coming, right? And it's just like a Comic Relief special. So in the UK, many women will be supporting Comic Relief. That's a moment where we get the opportunity to laugh, we get the chance to donate, we raise awareness for people facing hardships, and it is a great cause, and it goes on all the time. There's people doing different rides. There's a ride from Edinburgh to Woksop to raise money for Comic Relief. There's the village, something called village. It's taken from the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. But it's a charity that actually has clothing and bits and pieces for those that can't afford it for themselves, and it helps them. And there's so many different ways that people are able to be helped. And here's the thing, like, if we're not struggling and we're not, you know, many times we can overlook the fact that there are many people, even to our left or our right, that are navigating the ongoing cost of living, right? They're navigating the cost of bills rising. They're navigating the energy costs, because we know that's just really mad, right? They're navigating food prices, because my goodness gracious me, what people are beginning to charge for food is phenomenal. And then, of course, the financial pressure. We're looking at saying that we could be replaced by AI. Our job roles are changing. Our incomes are diminishing, really, in line with what's going up. Our income isn't changing to allow us to be able to manage that. And all of those things really actually have an impact on us physically as well as psychologically. And there are lots of other costs that we carry. But these are the costs, really, that they don't show up in our bank account, but they are felt in our body. So you may not see it in your bank account, but you will feel it in your body. And they begin quietly, and where they begin, really, quietly, is in your pelvis. The thing about the pelvis is it is the root chakra, as I've shared on many occasions. And that root chakra is around safety, security, and survival. And so when we don't see this, when we don't understand, when we ignore our pelvic health, and most of the time we ignore it unknowingly, the consequences accumulate over time. Now, my friend Wayne, he's an amazing photographer. I spoke about him before. He has these, he's invited to conversations around and to photograph wonderful, wonderful pictures of the war. So he's been to Palestine. He's been to He's been to America when they had all the things with George Floyd. So he's done all of these things. He's been to all of these different events. And he's taken his wonderful photographs. And he has these cardboard cutouts. And you can write in these cutouts. You can write something. So you write something down on these different bits of cutouts. And then you put them... He used to decorate the wall with them. Now they go into what he calls a gratitude box. And says that the card picks you. Which it does. And I pulled out a card on Saturday. And the card I pulled out on Saturday was... Ignorance is a choice. Don't. I'm not calling anybody ignorant because many of the times we just do things unknowingly. But when it comes to our health, when it comes to our vitality, that's one of the things that we're not taught about it. So we don't think about it. The only time we think about it is when something goes wrong with it. And then the sad thing about that is many times when something goes wrong with it, it's not that... I don't know how to put this really. Obviously, there's many factors that impact how it goes wrong. But once it goes wrong, and now we start to outsource and go down the medical route, it can actually be the beginning of something that can lead to many ongoing issues that challenge us physically, psychologically, professionally, personally, emotionally, hormonally, and otherwise. But this cost can very easily show up as... So these are the costs, right? Bladder leakage. Pelvic pain. Painful intimacy. Prolapse. Lower back instability. All of those will create a loss of confidence and a restriction in movement. But they're not just physical issues, because those issues then are going to affect relationships, emotional well-being, exercise choices, travel confidence, sleep quality. And once they start to impact all of those things, we start to adapt our life around those symptoms. We start to avoid certain activities. We start to avoid certain social gatherings. We avoid conversations. Sometimes we avoid intimacy. And that real cost isn't always financial. The real cost is quality of life. And I had a conversation with a friend yesterday about quality of life. And what I said to him was, quality of life is something that we have to attain and maintain for ourselves. Outside of unforeseen circumstances, our quality of life, it isn't something that can be taken from us. It's something that we tend to give away. And literally, that sounds like a harsh truth, but our lifestyle habits, the choices that we make, They're the things that impact our quality of life. And that's what we need to be able to work around. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, my quality of life is very important to me. The ability to move. You know how much I love my tennis. Always going on about tennis. Cycling season starts back again on the 29th of March. You know, I love riding my bike. I've got two bikes. I've got a hybrid and I've got a road racer. I love riding my bike. I've got to get a new pair of roller skates. I want to get back into roller skating. I need to go back into swimming. I like movement. I like dance. Funky stuff. Ritzy in Brixton. Second from last Sunday in every month. Just from 6 to 11. Old Time Boogie. Very small venue. Great. I like to move. I love hosting. I like hospitality. I love cooking. I like great food. I like to live. I like to live well. And for me, living well doesn't mean I need to have lots and lots of money. But I do need to have lots and lots of vitality. And of course, that money helps to build up what you want for yourself and the choices that you'll make for yourself. But first and foremost, the money doesn't replace the health and the money can't buy it. So we need to understand that. But what's interesting is our financial pressures, the stress that they bring, actually affects the pelvis. As I mentioned, if the root chakra, the pelvis, is around safety, security, and survival, then it stands to reason that financial pressures are going to affect it. And it affects it in many ways. It affects it via the nervous system. It affects it by the hormonal system. It affects it by our thoughts, the emotions we think about that, the thoughts that we have, the emotions that we attach to those thoughts, the hormones we stimulate and call upon, and how that impacts the central nervous system. So we have a negative thought. I can't pay this bill. Where's the money going to come from? Etc, etc. Now that's a fear response. So the emotion that we attach to that usually is fear. It's going to be fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety impact our kidneys. Our kidneys are on the same meridian as our bladder and the pelvis. So kidneys, bladder, they go together. So now we're impacting organs, we're impacting pelvis. Then we start to impact stability. Because without those things, we're in trouble. So we have what we call a nervous bladder. So we don't have stability in the bladder. It impacts us in that way. What happens now is, because we have this emotional response that's negative, we trigger the stress response of cortisol. So now we stimulate the side of the nervous system that tells us we're in fight, flight, and freeze. So that's how that pattern works. Then what then tends to happen, the cortisol rises, the breathing becomes more shallow, the diaphragm tightens, so now it's not moving in its full range of movement, which means the organs aren't getting their natural motility and rocking motion. So the vitality of the organs starts to go down. This is how your energy and vibrations begin to drop. And then what sits below the diaphragm, obviously, we have two diaphragms. We have the respiratory diaphragm, top of the rib cage. Then we have the pelvic diaphragm, which is the pelvic floor platform. And so therefore, that starts to tighten. And that stress leads to chronic pelvic tension, digestive disruption, bladder irritation, and more. You need to book on to this weekend's masterclass to really dig deep into this. I'm going to share some amazing stuff. I've got A to Z for pelvic floor, for a vibrant big life. So I'm just sharing you just how that little pattern starts to happen. The body starts to absorb these pressures in very literal ways, but you're not even aware of it. They're actually intangible consequences that are happening. But if we don't have heightened body awareness, we won't even know they're happening until the upshot of them, the negative things, the nervous bladder, whatever else is going to come, the constipation, the diarrhea, whatever's coming with it. Until those things come, we won't realize. But the pelvis becomes the holding space. It's like the landing platform. It's the source seat. It's the seat of the trunk. It's the bowl that balances the legs. It's your driver. It's your source seat. It's your survival, your safety, your security, your fight, your flight, your freeze. It's all of those things. And so if we want to have this vibrant midlife as we move into this hormonal transition, no matter what culture or where we come from, we have to understand the seat, the source seat, the pelvis. And it's not just about sex. It's not just about babies. It's about life and it's about quality of life. It's about freedom of movement. It's about sustaining relationships, whether they be personal, professional, or intimate. It's about all of those things and more. It's about emptying well. It's about avoiding diseases. It's about avoiding dysfunction. And it's about mental and emotional well-being and stability. Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
We are back. So, the A to Z of Pelvic Secrets. You need to come on Saturday. Go to jennyrussell.com and you'll see the poster there. Click the link. It's free. Register. Once you're registered, you'll receive the replay. So, it's the 21st of March, this weekend, 10:30 till midday. Just once you receive the replay, you'll be fine. It will be on Eventbrite as well. You can look on Eventbrite. Or go to my Instagram, at Pelvic Secrets, TikTok, X, look on LinkedIn, Jenny Russell, and also with the purple dress. There's two Jenny Russell. I'm with the purple dress, with the nice frizzy afro, and on Jenny Russell, I'm standing on a Swiss ball. Just a question of balance I've got on there. And obviously, Pelvic Floss Secrets. So I think it's quite nice when we think about, you know, when we think about the pelvic floor, not all of us think about breathing and pressure control. Not all of us think about core stability and posture. Not everybody thinks about movement and mobility. But we do think about bladder control. We think about bowel function. We think about sexual function and pleasure. We think about pregnancy and childbirth. We don't necessarily think about circulation or lymph flow, and we don't necessarily think about emotions and nervous system, although that's becoming much more prevalent now. But we don't think of it as, you know, if we think of A to Z, we don't think alignment, breath, cough, defecation, ejaculation, fertility, gait, hip stability, intra-abdominal pressure, jumping, kissing, lifting, moving, nervous system, orgasm, and more. We don't think of it in that respect, but it goes right through from alignment to zest for life. Everything is in there. And when you look at it from that perspective, you suddenly go, oh. The pelvic floor influences everything from breathing and posture to pleasure and vitality. But most women only hear about it, think about it, or recognize and know about it when something goes wrong. And this is why the education matters before the problem appears. And as I mentioned, the Sunday Times magazine, the article talks about pelvic floor health being on trend in 2026. But it's not on trend so much for women that are already in midlife. It's the women behind. And, you know, if I think about it this way, at Sassy Sexy 63, 30 years ago, 60-year-olds looked old. They looked older than we do. They never had the things we've got, the opportunity and the options and the access to so many different things that we have now that can help to anti-age us, right? So we don't look the same as our parents did. And we've got to this age now, and we don't feel the same way. We don't feel burnt out and washed. Well, not all of us feel burnt out, washed out. Not all of us feel so stiff we can't move. Not all of us think we've come to a season in life where really everything is over. Actually, many of us are like the date palm tree. At 60, when it starts to produce its seeds and its rich fruits, that's when we're coming to life. So our vitality, our energy, you know, our ability to tell you unashamedly, this is what I want. This is what I, these are my values. Now I'm not scared to back down from them. We're speaking up and out. Some of us need to learn how to speak up and out. Some of us need to make it appropriate, but we're not scared anymore. We have a renewed confidence if we work well. But if on our A to Z of pelvic floor health, we have challenges, that confidence that wasn't there when we were younger, to lose it now, really at this time where you've worked for 40 years, you've got a nest egg, by God's grace, put to one side that you're ready to enjoy. The enjoyment of the finance will give you the quality of life that you desire in terms of freedom of movement and choice. But if the health doesn't match the finance, then the finance can't take away the problems. And it wasn't that you saved the finance to pay to take away the problems. So at some point, we have to pay attention. What is it that I am doing well? What is it that I'm not doing as well as I could? How can I make things better? How can I change? This is why I've started this free online masterclass series. This gives you an opportunity every other Saturday for 90 minutes to log in to Fit and Fabulous After 50, different topics. Now, I will be repeating after this one, I will go back to how to have better sex and flatter abs in midlife, because I've been asked on a few occasions, can I repeat that cycle? And I've always said I would do, so I shall be doing that again. But what we're going to do is really dig into the pelvic floor, because I published my first book in 2005. 26th of June 2006, I was on This Morning Television. The week before that, I had a whole page in the then Sunday Times magazine. I was in Mother and Baby, Toddler, Fitness, you name it, different magazines, even the Harbour Club magazine. Those days, it was coming towards the end of my competing days as Britain's Fittest Woman. I was already a record holder. I had those things in place. And what saved me was that throwaway comment my friend made about his experience after his then fiance had their second child. And it was a very poignant and eye-opening experience that I, like everybody else, had no idea could be an experience that we would have with our pelvic floors after childbirth. So the focus was very much about sex and babies. But once I learned about the pelvic floor, I realized that is like the ultimate reward. Some women's wombs are closed, some women's wombs are open. Not everybody wants to have children, but many women do and they're struggling to have them. So sex and babies is a massive one. But once you start to dig in and learn about the pelvic floor, you realize the everyday roles it played from the time you were born, how you got from one end of the cot to the other and back up. You know, as parents, you put your baby in the cot, you walk away, you come back, and it's like, who moved the child to the bottom of the cot? And then you come back, who moved the child to the top? The pelvis is involved in all of those movements. And in terms of really learning and developing gait, movement ability, and coordination, that is just a segue here. Keep your children out the bouncers and the hoppers. I never knew this stuff. But that has a massive, massive negative impact on the pelvis. How the pelvis coordinates with the abdominal chain, the neck and head and the hip flexors, all of them are connected. So when we try to rush our children to stand and walk, we alter patterns. That pattern of altering there changes how the foot strikes the ground, which will change how the pelvis navigates. It changes their ability to be stable from an early age. There's some children that fall a lot. But that could be because they're the premature forcing of a gait that's not natural. And I'm talking about G-A-I-T. That's what we call our movement, our gait. And so that's a little segue for you. For those of you coming up to have children, avoid them. Let the children learn this stuff. They will have the strongest, best pelvic floors, a great foot strike, the natural shock absorbers, the arches will be there, etc., etc. Trust me when I tell you that. And make a big difference to how they are. So what happens is that we don't realize these things in from its everyday movement. But we will really dig into some of the surprising roles for your pelvic floor that you would never, never even have considered. And that may explain a lot of things for you, for experiences you may have had historically or maybe experiencing today. And then we'll explain about why waiting for the symptoms can be costly, because many times waiting can either delay or deny recovery. We'll explore how midlife is the perfect time to reconnect with your body. It really, truly is. And the A to Z of pelvic health, most women were never taught. We're going to do that. So as I said, it's a free place. You know, and prevention is always easier than repair. It's always easier than repair. And I think especially in this season now, where many women, statistically they say 66% of divorces happen during the perimenopause, menopause season. So many women are finding themselves back on their own, but wanting to at some point navigate new relationships. This is really, really, really important. And even if you don't, one of the biggest killers for women is falls. F-A-L-L-S, falls. Your pelvis is like the balancing tip for the scale. You need to understand how to avoid falls. Because many people in older age, when they fall, if they break a hip, they are normally, usually dead within a year of that happening. We cannot afford this to happen to us. You know, at this point here now, I just want to segue again. You know, I started my bit of radio years ago on Pirate Radio on Station FM. So I just want to say, rest in peace, DJ Keatley. He's the guy that started that station. He was for the community no matter what. He was for the community, everything about the community. And we give God thanks for his life and the legacy he's left behind. And that's really, really powerful. So I just wanted to add that there. We're talking about radio. But it just makes life different. And many times when we put things off, a lot of times it's because we don't want to make changes. But we got no choice. The war out there is making us change the way in which we use our utilities because they're becoming far more expensive. it's changing the way, you know, the changing rises of the cost of living is making us change the way we shop, buy food, eat. So many times change is forced upon you and you just have no choice but to flow with it. But sickness forces change. However, if your body is in the best shape it can be, physically, hormonally, nutritionally, and otherwise, then the adaptability for the change is so much easier. And in terms of that, your mental emotional is so well, so much better off, that you're able to see different ways. Start going to allotments, growing your own, doing different things that will help you. So that's one of the things that we can explore more of, but we just need to think about it. We just need to be able to think about it. Let's play a tune, actually, then play another trail and come back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we are back. We're into the last 15, 16 minutes of the show. And so we're just going to look at and just briefly go over why women wait too long. We'll look at that. But remember, you can book your place now. It's a free masterclass. It's online, no matter where you are in the world. www.jennyrussell.com. Juliet Echo, November, November, India, Romeo Uniform, Sierra, Sierra, Echo, Lima, Lima.com. JennyRussell.com. You'll find it there. Eventbrite, type in Fit and Fabulous After 50. You'll find it there. And also my social media at Pelvic Secrets for X, TikTok, Instagram, Jenny Russell on LinkedIn. I'm in a purple dress, and on Facebook, I'm standing on a Swiss ball, or I'm squatting on a Swiss ball. Actually, I'm standing, squatting on a Swiss ball, or Pelvic Floss Secrets. I'm just laughing. So you've got those choices there. But what I've found from the work that I've done, and I've been doing this work since, you know, in earnest since the 2000s, but I've been in it since the 90s, is that many women wait until the symptoms worsen. And when you speak to some GPs, especially women of an older age, whether it's shame and embarrassment, when you speak to many healthcare professionals, they will tell you that many women wait until it's a grade 3 or 4. Now, obviously, when you go to have your prolapse examined, based on the length of time, obviously, when you're laying down first thing in the morning, the dragging, the discomfort isn't there because everything, gravity's taken away. So everything kind of falls backwards and relaxes. It's when you stand up and you start to move around that the gravitational pull starts to draw it back down. That's when the discomfort comes. Then the shame and the embarrassment comes. Women sometimes walk around for over a year, with the organ hanging out of the vagina and they push it back in. So at that particular point there, the only thing left to do is to, especially if it's at the uterus, is to have a hysterectomy. And why do they do that? Because of shame and embarrassment, what happens is people begin to normalize the discomfort. The embarrassment becomes the silence. And then, as I mentioned, the medical intervention becomes necessary. But I do get people that ring me when they're at stage 4 asking me, what can I do? And at that point there, I tell them there's not a lot I can do before surgery, but just because you had surgery doesn't mean you don't have to pay attention. That's the myth that many women make the mistake on. It doesn't matter, not even just pelvic surgery. If you have knee surgery, it's on the same meridian. If you have knee surgery, your ability to stabilize through the pelvis is crucial. This is male or female. And that's something, that's a segue that many people don't realize. If you've had knee surgery, you need to be calling me. pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You need to email me. So what happens is pelvic health begins to now look like a financial investment. Because, as I said, you measure cost in many ways. The longer you leave it, the more it will cost you. Not just in terms of physical, psychological, emotional well-being, but obviously what you need to invest to repair. So the earlier you can understand it, the greater your return will be and the less you have to invest. The later you leave it, the higher the cost. That's not just in your pocket. It's in your relationships. It's in your productivity, your performance. It could be your work. It could be in your livelihood. So, you know, that cost, you can measure that cost in different ways. Some of the costs are going to be surgery. Surgery costs. Surgery could be fatal. Surgery costs. I think because we don't put our hands in our pocket, we don't think it costs us anything. But it could cost us so much more. Surgery costs. Chronic pain costs. Loss of mobility costs you. Reduced intimacy costs. Emotional distress. This is why my pelvic floor education is not indulgence. It's like preventative health. It's necessary. It should be mandatory. It should be mandatory. So if we go in, we know we're coming into the last 10, 11 minutes and I haven't really spoke that much about comic relief. But I just wanted to say that when you think of comic relief, it reminds you of something important. And that important thing that it reminds you is that when people give, communities become stronger. But women often give everything outwardly whilst neglecting themselves. So we give away our time, our energy, our care and our support. And that's why we say we don't have time. We don't have the energy. But our body will eventually ask us to pay attention. And when we learn how to support our own health, not only do we gain strength and longevity and independence and vitality, but when we give to ourselves, it allows us to continue giving to others. The important thing is this. I'm putting these workshops on because I'm being challenged around the investments that people have to make into some of my services. But you can start, for my top clients, can pay £60,000 for a year's coaching. But you get to start, well, you got to start with the first book, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes, at $8.99. That was the original investment. But Pelvic Floor Secrets, that's no longer really available. But Pelvic Floor Secrets, that's available still on my website for £12. You get to start with something. And that's where you start. But even before that, now, you get to start by coming to my alternate Saturday morning, you might as well call it like a masterclass or a clinic. You get to start there, where you get to at least begin to have an insight into why this wonderfully, vitally important gateway that links that inner and outer world needs to be literally at the center of your attention, because it is the center of your world, right? So you get the opportunity to start to pay attention to that. So you come to that workshop. Then you go from there. The next 6-week arc won't happen now for 2 months, because we're moving into the 60-day journey. That starts on Monday. That 60-day journey is a transformative experience for you. And this is where you get to dig into you. You have an opportunity to be able to discover the parts of yourself that need attention. You get the right education so that you can ask informed questions. You're not going to the doctor with back pain. You're going to the doctor with knowledge about why and considerations for the particular back pain in the particular area and how it impacts a particular part of the body, how it reflects outwards. For example, that's what you're doing. That's the difference. And so when you go in and you speak to the doctor in that particular way, you will get what you need. It won't just be take a pill, see how you get on. If it's not working, try to get another appointment this side of Christmas. It won't be that kind of response, because now they know you know, and so therefore they need to answer accordingly. And that helps you. So you have the 60-day journey that begins on Monday, the 23rd of March. That is, people ask me, is it every day for 60 days? Can you take a day out? No, it is. But however, you don't have to be live every single day. I know for people, they have commitments. It may not be possible. But we do the sessions live from Monday to Thursday. And then from Friday to Sunday, I pre-record very small sessions. Do not take you too much time to put to one side to listen to, and they won't take the task, won't take you too much time to reflect and do. But what it does is it allows you to look at chi, self, self-love, self-care, self-awareness, H, chi, hormones, E, emotions, because that is who you are. Yourself, your hormones, and your emotions make up everything about you. And then what comes first is your connections, your oxygen, your movements that matter. They are different to your exercise, your sleep, your food, your intimate health, your rehydration, your spirituality and sunlight, and your thoughts. Now, they come in that way because they spell she comes first, and you are the she, and she comes first. But once you have gone through those, it's like 15 spokes on a bicycle wheel. You can see for yourself, what spokes, where do I need to really pay attention? Because you will see it for yourself. And then really and truly, what has shaped where you find yourself today? Well, it's your triangle, it's yourself. So is it the self-love, the self-care, or the self-awareness that you really need to go back to and pay attention to? Because that self really impacts your hormonal harmony and your emotional empowerment. And if you want to have optimal health, you need to be emotionally empowered and hormonally harmonized. That literally is the sum total of your health. But that's obviously going to come from self. What is self? That's where we start. And it's wonderful. And then you want to find out, what was my past? And each letter stands for a different, it's an acronym. So there's 6 different archetypes, because that shapes it. One of the archetypes, for example, one of the paths is patterns, actions, struggles, and truths. And that's really, for many people, what are the patterns that have brought you where you are? What actions or inactions do you take? What are your struggles and what really are your truths? Based on what you were taught from when you first were born and grew up, that's self, and that's shaped where you find yourself. Then you really want to understand what your driver is, the foundation, the source seat, the pelvis. What is your beast? What are the boundaries? What are the emotions? Listen, God is good. He gave me an amazing blueprint. And that, at the end of 60 days, you'll be a different person. 13 letters in She comes first. 13 stands for transformation and change. 15 altogether, because you've got the triangle in self, love, care and awareness. And 15 is around accountability and responsibility. So it's fantastic. So you have that next. And then every other month, we have unfiltered, different conversations. On the 16th of May, it's the next unfiltered. And we are in Soho. We're live. Every other month, we're live. I've got a beautiful lady who is going to be speaking for me as well, a breast cancer survivor who does lots of talks on health and vitality. She is also sharing. Your intimate health is your breasts and your pelvis. It's very important. We call it upstairs, downstairs. And so we're going to have an evening of real conversation about women's intimate health. No filters, no embarrassment, no shame. Just truth, education and empowerment. So there'll be more details coming shortly. That will be on Eventbrite very, very soon. And there are some 2-for-1 tickets available. So we've got the last couple of minutes left. And I just want to just say, the real value of health isn't just in how we measure it, in pounds and pence. The most important currencies in life are far different from the pounds and pence in your bank account. Because when you're gone, they'll still be there and everyone else will be fighting over them. The most important currencies you have in life is your health, your confidence, your freedom of movement, your connections, your vitality, and your pelvis sits at the center of all of these. So perhaps then, if that is the case, which it is, perhaps then the real question isn't what does pelvic health cost, but rather what does ignoring it cost? Because literally, that's what we'll explore this weekend on the masterclass, Pelvic Secrets for a Vibrant Midlife. And that's what we'll really dig into through the 60-day journey with Unfiltered and so much more. But we will explore that on Saturday. Because some investments that you make pay dividends for decades. This is why I trademarked the Physical Pension Plan Investment Program. This is what it is. This is where you find yourself. And, you know, once you have that awareness, like I said, ignorance is a choice. We can choose just to ignore. You know, I did that. My pelvic floor, something you cannot see, may either reward or debilitate me. I can choose to ignore it and not value its role. Then under the knife, I may just have to go. Extra protection I need when I laugh. And the feeling and intimacy and memory long past. Or I can choose to acknowledge condition even and enjoy gripping and lifting and jumping for joy. A little attention, a few moments a day, and the A to Z of pelvic health can allow me to be confidently, continently on my way. There we go. I added that now. Listen, have a fantastic week, whatever it is you're doing. I really do hope to see you online on Saturday. Share this with a friend, jennyrussell.com. Look at Eventbrite, look on my Instagram, but whichever way you get your stuff, even on WhatsApp groups, many people share it on WhatsApp groups, but I hope I get to see you. But until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, stay well.